Your glory will fill the earth like water the seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.org.
Praise the Lord. So, as young people, that's why you can see that after meeting, we are so anxious about meetings, time, and everything. After meeting, when people now fall into their natural element, you see that they can stay longer. You can see for the next 2 hours, you see they can still be talking. Because when we come for Christian meetings, sometimes we try to create a form. You know, we try to create a mood that is different from who we are. You know, full, and we can't sustain it for so long. So, but when you are just being yourself, being your normal, natural element, you can see you stay longer. Praise the Lord. So, what am I saying? So, even in your meetings as a young people, as youth, you try to bring some of those things into it again. You know, people are generally bogged down with meetings, programs, meeting, you know, somebody talk, run series of lectures and go. You take it in the morning, you take it in the evening. There are meetings you come from like this, and you can group yourself in threes depending on how you are. Just group yourself in threes, have a round table talk, pray for one another, you know, engage maybe like in threes, maybe create a table of three, depending on who we are. You talk, we share some things together, we pray, you know, we can pray for ourselves together, like that, so that it will not just be pattern, you just be changing topic. We do relationship talk now, we do spiritual talk now, we do. So when you inject a measure of life, at least you must give God the container to fill. And sometimes it can stir us, move us to do it in another form, shape, and pattern. Like I was telling them during the Bible study, after I made my last contribution, and the Bible study team too, we met to say, well, there is nothing stops us. We've learned about the home. We create a Sunday, the following Sunday, we're going to take testimony. And it's not an open testimony that, okay, no. Based on what we have learned, people that have gone to put it to work, you know, what result have you seen? By the time people hear practical, well, this thing, this was what I learned, and this is what I implemented, you know, and I felt a measure of fulfillment. So it makes it practical. I was telling them, suggest it to the leadership. Let it come from you as Bible study people. Yeah, so that it will not just be an academic word. We'll come and learn about prayer. You know, the last study we did 2 weeks ago about prayer, you know, these are the definite changes it has made. You know, I acted upon it. So you encourage people, active participation, active involvement, and people to work and act on it. You know, when you learn, there's a season to learn, then there's a season to experiment what you have been learning. What you have been learning. You can be learning evangelism for the next 5 years. Nobody is preaching. After I get every year in year out, we'll be doing study on evangelism. All of us have something to say on evangelism. You know, but it's not they that hear, but the people that do. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, praise the Lord. So have a meetings like that. So encourage, like with that kind of encouragement, it stimulates people, you know, it creates something. It creates something in the environment, in the atmosphere too. Praise the Lord. So, that's number one. That's one. Then, number two. Of course, I didn't prepare someone. I said I was just coming to talk to you people. So, I could. But it was not the atmosphere and the season for it. So, I said we're going to talk. And what I'm even saying is not as if I prepared it as I came online. You just turn your table, let's talk. So we're going to have heart talk. Praise the Lord. So that kind of, you know, forum. So it goes a long way. So then number two. For those of us that are coming to this meeting, Christianity is about influence. As a young youth, there should be somebody you are influencing in life. Even in this church, as a leaders of the youth, or someone that are not even leader committed, you look for someone. By the time maybe 10 of you that are maybe always here, or even if it's 5 of you that are always here, if you bring one person, if following you, you befriend the person, you are close to the person, you know, you call the person, send the person messages, you know, you sell a vision of this youth fellowship to the person. Yes. You see, the person will start responding. Person will start coming. This one person you are influencing, you know, you are sharing together. Praise the Lord. In my office, I have a prayer partner. We pray. We learn scriptures together. We learn the word together. We pray. In fact, we've learned, we learned as we do our prayers, pray, we share the word, and we learn scriptures. You know, we learn scripture, we speak it out. You know, we speak it out. So, all these Psalm 1, Psalm 2, you know, can just pour it on the floor for you. It's not by cramming, we just learned it consistency. You know, we started doing it. So we started doing it somewhere. Psalm 117, Psalm 131, all those ones. So we speak, say it to us. You create that kind of forum. So that kind of person, if I ask if he's in Ondo, if he stays here, so if it will be easy for me to come for the kind of, can bring me for a meeting, and it will be easy for him to take me to a meeting. Praise the Lord. So don't just be looking up. Also look at your level. You can create something at your level. You can create somebody like teaming. And that is what is basically lacking in, you know, in the obvious and the visible, let me use the visible church. Because the true people that have been touched by God, the team, that everybody standing on their own. Ministry stands on their own, churches stands on their own, everybody stands on their own, and you build your ministry and you build your name, you know. But God sends the disciple two by two. It's always teamwork. Teamwork. Even one nation, he divided them into 12. And that 12, they are not like our own Yoruba house. Everybody is there. If you look at the way the Israelites, you can't hear about Judah and Benjamin. You know, maybe Judah, Benjamin, rivalry between the tribes. You don't research things in the Bible. That's how God's perfect order. There were 12. They could have been, if it's not, they want to go their way. Everybody say that we can't live together. Maybe we are too big, we are too large. Let's divide into 12 nations. Or let three of us gather and form 4 countries. No. They will still be able to coordinate and relate together. You know. Nigeria is too big. We are not even close to the population or, you know, and the size of it. Let me use the size of the United States in terms of land mass. It's big. I think a land that within US you can fly for 10 hours. Praise the Lord. Maybe from one state to another state. So what I'm saying now, in essence, is a team. So you two create team. You should have a team. You should have somebody you pray together with. You know, you share the word of God together. Don't just be a lone ranger. Don't be alone. Even the apostolic movement, you see, you hear about Paul and Silas. You hear Paul and Barnabas. You hear Peter and John were going to the temple at the hour of prayer, where they met somebody at the gate, beautiful. So by the time you create teams, you have teams, you and somebody like that. So, you know, by the time 10 of you that are committed, you have 10 other persons, maybe a team of 2, a team of 3, you can multiply the size of the fellowship. As those ones who are groomed too, they too now be encouraged to create teams. You know, before you know, the whole thing is buzzing and bubbling with life. So when you come together sometimes, like that other of my colleague, I said, we pray together in the office. If he's here now, want to meet now, you know, it will be so much full of life. We're studying, we're doing Psalm 97 together now, you know. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, you know. So we are doing it together, we are speaking it, you know. Righteousness and judgment are the habitations of his throne. If I goes before him and burn up his enemies, you know, round about. He's lightening, he's enlightening the earth or the heaven. So we speak the word as we speak. You speak the word. So like that. So that is not just fellowship. We come here, with my colleague, where my prayer partner. We come pattern. We just clap, sing a prayer, raise prayer point. So you know, we started just prayer. After some time, we injected that scripture into it. You know, scripture into it. So we just take scripture together. Okay, let's take Psalm 2. You know. Let's take Psalm 2. So today we are going to read it out. You know, read it out. Maybe the first two verses. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So we read it out. We can read it out 7 times. You know, we read it out 7 times. So by the time we come the following day again, that psalm, of course, somehow, you know. We read it out. So as we are meeting from Monday to Friday, we are reading it out. Just that 2 verses. We have known these 2 verses now. Let's pick one more. Let's pick 2 more. You know, we pick it up again, you know. So it makes the whole prayer point. He goes back and does it with his family. You see, he takes it, you know, like that. So, you know, before you know it, you know, the word of God is dwelling inside of you without cramming. So you'll be wondering how some people know scripture, how some people are struggling, you know. Some people give excuse. Me, I don't know. Me, I'm not good in knowing scripture. No. If you look at the way Paul writes, he was writing from prison, but the way he paused on the Old Testament, you know, if you see him writing, he doesn't have the scroll, but he could give you, if you read, that's why you see them quoting like Isaiah said, like so-so person said, they are just writing letters, you know, and they are bringing references for the Old Testament. I mean, they sit down with it. This Jesus too at the age of 12 was asking them questions from the law. So that means as a boy was 12, he must have sat down, you know, maybe when everybody goes to the temple as they play, he must have sat down and looked into it. When he entered, he said, this day, this scripture fulfilling, he opened it and he read it. They say, as is his custom is. That means he normally goes to the temple and open the scroll. Why some other person don't bother to open, let the priest read it and go. They come for, but that means he goes further to open the scroll. So one day they said, like his custom, he opened it up, the Spirit of the Lord is all. He said, as his custom it was, he opened it and he read it. So you inject a bit of life into your meetings. As you are very young people. Young people are very, very excited. Young people are very, very full of energy. And they are always looking forward to new things. They are looking forward to new challenges. And when there are no challenges, everything just shut down. Everything just shut down. Looking at how raising the bar. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I wish your guy, your guy is not here. So your coordinator is not here. So please, some of those things, you take some practical step. So go and create teams. Praise the Lord. The first one I started with, what was the first thing I started with?
God is the God of variety.
Yes, God is variety. That is, he said, behold, I do a new thing. Right? You have been seeing things, but expect new one. So that we don't have run a monotonous system. You know? Yes. And that's why a lot of people don't even go to church. So boring. You know, run the same monotonous system. We just come basically for the sake of religion. Basically. But not because people are persuaded and convinced of where they are going. Some even come just because, you know, of course, it's the religious thing to do. I didn't go to church today. You know? Like that, once something pricks you, that just that consciousness that God lives inside everybody, even if he's not even born again, wants to go to church. But not because they are persuaded and convinced about whether, if they have alternative, they will not go. That's why sometimes they have one, two engagement, they will not come to church. It's not a place they look forward to. Praise the Lord. Yes. So, even David, when he brings his son, look at all those psalms you read. Some of those songs, okay, maybe sang them in his personal devotion, maybe when he goes to God's house, he created, when David became a king, look at what David did, he said he created the singers.
How many of us did you read something like that before in the Bible? During the time of Moses, you say the sons of Haman, the sons of Jeduthun, he said singers to praise the beauty of holiness. You know, David was a Sami. So he injected something. There was no prophecy about it before. Nobody said they should do it. He didn't see it. But David came and created, you know, the singers. That's why you see the Psalms. Some Psalms are not written by David. You see the sons of Haman, the sons of Jeduthun. You know, they wrote the Psalms. So David came and created something, created another atmosphere in Israel. So that is how the church is supposed to be. It's supposed to be organic. You know, it's supposed to be an organic environment. A place that is beaming with life. It's not just running activity. Of course, the Spirit of God is there. The Spirit of Holy Ghost, or the Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. You know, but we too must be full of life and energy. You know, I must learn to do things in a new pattern. You know, the pattern in a new operation. That's how the Holy Ghost stirs us. But if we come to a shape that cannot be stirred, then a lot of things that the Holy Ghost wants to even do cannot be done. Praise the Lord. So that's where we started from. The second thing I talked about, team, right? Yes, creating teams maybe with your level and people that are also below you. Also, you create teams with, let's even say, create teams with your level. Then each one of you can influence somebody in this church. Even let's start within this house with everything that you know. Everything that you know. When Kunle is here, when he was about going before he got admission, himself and Israel, right? You were still writing jams, don't if you remember. I was only at least devoting small time out of maybe busy schedule, which I would have loved to have done more. You know, tell them one or two things like that, you know. And I committed them into the hands of God, let them go. Even at your own too, you must look back. You see, although some of those, if you look at choir, there are different categories of people in choir. There are those that are much more younger. It's not about coming to sing together, then have a form of holiness that you do night vigil. You know, there's this thing about we do night vigil. We pray together. No, it's beyond that. One on one, interact. They ask you deep, deep questions. This person, Olagbegi's son, the last born. Tokwe used to be my boy. Then there's no question Tokwe has not asked me in this world. When he was a student in Akumba, he will come and meet me in the office. You know, he will ask my roommates, they are carrying girls, this and that. I say, no, you know. No, this is how you should do. He was talking to me. They are carrying girls and that. They are looking at him like somehow telling him this thing. I say yes. You know. So I'm able to shape in a perspective into him. Why? Because there's this young lady when I was in university. Young lady, the Joyce. The mother, one time, she goes home. She tell me that the mother say I was discipling her in the fellowship. She was in 100 level, a young student. I think I was in 200 or 300 level. I was discipling her. So, of course, maybe she goes to tell her mother the report. So, the mother was sick. You see, the mother begged her, please, that brother, don't leave that brother. You know? Because he knew I was influencing the daughter. I've never met her. So, when she came, she was telling me she was under massive pressure. She said, somebody came, all of them in the roommate, he bought suya from them. The guy is so nice. I say, what is the correlation between Suya and somebody being nice? No, you know, some of these, you are laughing, you don't know how people think. Yes. Some of these people around, you don't know how people, I say, what is the correlation between Suya and somebody being nice? See, he bought Suya for all of them, he's so nice, you know, like that. So the heart was, I'm talking about university, I'm at Bello University. So, you see, some of these are our young people. You know, so people want people that we to talk to. Christianity is not a program. Christianity is not a meeting. Yes, that's why for the first 300 years of the church life, there was not even programs or meetings. They were meeting in homes. You see, and to the church in thy house, whom you cannot hide your identity. You know, you can leave your identity at home and enter into another shape, another form, and come here. You can even be a pastor for 30 years. Nobody knows who you are. You are something. But at home, who you are is who you are.
Anybody that stay with you for 2 days will know who you are. True or false? In your home. So that is the original ground for Christianity. And I'm so happy that we are going back there. We refuse to go back. Persecution will drive us there. We'll go there. So don't worry about it. It's not, don't even pray. God will take us there. He has taken some countries there. So we'll get there. With all this terrorism all over the world will fight back. You're only looking at Nigeria, Islamic agenda in Nigeria. In Spain, to preach in the mosque, you submit your message to the authority. They will proofread your message before you go and preach it in the mosque. Small time, one leader will wake up that, okay, let's extend it to all religion. That's in Spain. So that means before you even prevent some, but the one you will now know that when you meet in your home, if okay, this meeting can happen in my house, can happen in your house, who will monitor it? Do you need religious preaching bill to talk in homes? When we group ourselves in home, so the beauty of Christianity is still going to come out. So that is, by the way, but what I'm saying is, let's create, as a team level, so create that team, that partnership in the spirit. The Bible talks about joints, talk about individual member in Ephesians 4. You see that the whole body grows by that which every joint supply according to the functioning of every individual part. You talk about individual part that built that the whole body, the structure, the whole body builds up itself in love. When it talks about the apostle, prophet, to edify and to build the body of Christ. If you read down, I won't open it. You know, this is just a straight hard talk. If you read down, you say according to that which every joint supply. A joint is not the individual member. So when the individual members come together to team, that is what we call joint. Praise the Lord. You know, when you join two blocks together, Abby, it becomes a joint, right? When you join two rods together, it becomes a joint. So when we begin to create team, that is the joint, according to that which every joint supplies, and individual members are functioning well. Praise the Lord. You can imagine the force that will be generated if just three ministries in Nigeria join forces together and stand as one and as one voice. Just three. In any stadium, they will put a leader. They will put a leader and they can demand accountability. You know. They can put leadership and demand accountability. If all the pastors in Lagos come together and they say, we insist on good governance, you know, and influence, move your member and talk to them, steer them in that direction. In one voice, this is what we want in leadership. It will be a voice. You know, but that one is by the way. Jesus prayed for unity. You know that when we are one, and don't forget that was his last prayer point. That was his last prayer point, that unity. That we come together with him. Unity. That was his last prayer point. When a man is about dying, what are the things he will say last? What are the things he will say about that period? The most important thing in his heart. Those are the things the person begins to say. Right? So when Jesus was 24 hours away from his death, he now spoke in John 17. And that is the deepest revelation of God's heart in the Bible. Go and read it. So, praise the Lord. So these are just some instructions I brought to you, to us here. Let's go and do something. What I'm telling you, I share part of things like this with them in our meeting on Thursday in fellowship. He stays close to your house. He's not coming for Thursday meeting. Cynthia did not bring him before he left. Did she invite you? Can you see? I'm going to call her. Yes. Yes, now. She was coming now. She'll bring only herself. And I've been speaking to her. Your brother, don't look at him. He's a small boy. Anywhere you go, carry him. Carry him. Bobo, you were very small then. Look at him now. He's a big man. You know, I say, carry him. You are the firstborn. There are meetings you don't even want to go, but because of them, go. As my son is coming, there are meetings I will be going just because of him. There are places I will go. Not because I want to go. It's not about my life now. Because your life is tied with the life of some people. It's what God called a bundle of life. So he begins to alter everything about you. Oh, when a woman is pregnant, does it alter that condition? Does it change everything about her?
All the place she used to go before, can she go? When she become very heavy, all the gutter she used to, pim, she has jumped. Can she jump? Because of the what she's carrying inside now alters her entire life. So if you know that the destiny of your children, siblings are webbed into you, can you see that begin to alter everything? Look at the sacrifice that Mommy Lawansi pays. Because stay with her children, your youth meeting, they come and all of those things. Some parents don't even care. But tomorrow they'll be running around that pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. You know? So when your child is growing, it utter like the child in the womb. You are carrying a destiny. You know? You are carrying life, you are carrying purpose. It utters everything about the woman's life. Even to the food she eats. That child inside of her tummy begin to regulate. That child begin to regulate her entire life. So that's what I'm saying. It begin to regulate the entire life of the person. I read a story from Kenneth E. Hagin. One day he was not too feeling fine. So they were supposed to go for a prayer meeting. He was not feeling fine. So he won't want to go. But he looked at the son. He said, let's go. I read in one of his books. So he said, why did he went for that meeting? He didn't want to send a message to the son that prayer meetings are not, you can be skipping prayer meetings or meetings. So he just dragged himself and he just went for that meeting. Praise the Lord. So he began to utter like a parent. Maybe you have a young child, maybe meetings like this, you go because of the child, you take the boy along. Praise the Lord. So what have I, what, number one, what did he say?
Number one is
variety. Yes.
Number two is work with your people.
There is a word I use for that number one that God is... Yes. That's monotony, you know. All this the repetition. It bogs down the mind. And that's why if you follow the account of everything God does, from everything from Genesis, even to, I say he never did two miracles in the same way. He said, behold, I do a new thing. And I told her that, you know, he's Christian guardian that will step out of our personality to meet. When you come, she will just arrange it. Now I could, you know, just arrange it. You just assume a form because it's a meeting. We hold meeting with our fellowship. Meeting that I told, that's why I told her that it's like you can create tables, three perfect. You know, and I'm just giving you an example. You know, three, we share the word together, we pray, you know, for one another, we interact about divine things. Maybe three like that. So, you do, there are diversities of things you can do. So, they're not just, okay, we'll just be changing the topic. From relationship to prayer to this meeting. So these are young people. You know, young people. Young people. They are full of energy. They are full of strength. That one, and I talk about team with your own level. And I give example of my colleague in my office. We started last year November. I say, if we've been working together, he joined us in 2013. I say, if we have started, and I know I told you Christianity is influence. If you are coming for this kind of meeting, if you are influencing somebody around, even in this your environment, it might not even be in your church, you follow you to this meeting. There are people that, without even talking, even sharing the word of God to me, they're asking me, I will come from Ondo, they say they want to come to my, they say, we'll come to your church. Church or something. But I know so what people see inside of you, because of their limited knowledge, they interpret it as as church, you know. So such people, you can influence them, can take them to meeting. It's influence. So it's not just calling people, come and know. It's people you have influenced their life. So it will be easy for them to come. There's this family now. I shared a story with him, this same person that I say we do a lot of things together. When he first came, I was sharing, we were just talking, and I shared something about the scripture, having a kind of a family heritage.
that this thing is like a family. There is something that is peculiar to this family. You know, we must have something standing, not just run like that. So if it's something we congregate around. I now give him the story of the Rechabite in the Bible. I just shared with him the Rechabite, that something their father introduced and was standing generations here later, you know. We don't even know anything about that man, but because of that faith, that commitment to that vision, God said, Jonathan, the son of Rechab, we always have a man. It's not about righteousness. It's not because maybe anything has to do with righteousness or holiness. He said, that man, we always have a man to stand in my presence. See, Israel, unfortunately, they cannot come. A man gave instruction to these people. You know, I don't know how many hundreds of years. He said, but they, you see, even when they even scattered Jerusalem, he said they should not build house, they should not have vineyard. Even when they scattered, when they went to captivity, all of them came together so that they will not scatter. He said, because of, look at if they can obey a man like this. You know, and Israel cannot obey me. So when I was speaking to him that if your child is growing up in your home, if it's scriptures you are reading together, you are, you know, maybe giving them assignments, you are studying the word together, you know. So by the time you leave, you tell your child, when you go to secondary school, boarding house, go and reproduce this thing there. Because you came out of this soil. You see, Abraham, look at the rock from where you are hewn out of, where you are taken from. So you can go and replicate it amongst two or three of your school, even as a young child in secondary school, even in boarding house. Even in you are a day student, do it. So they started it. So they collected. He even took this our Eat the Bible timetable. Every since 2013, every blessed day they come together as a family and read it together. They share some lessons together. So they do it every day before they sleep. See, if they have not done, they have a 2 years baby. They have 2 years. They have 4 years. All of them. Ah, daddy. We've not done our this thing. This even say, those children does not have our timetable. They don't have phones, but from the last conference, they know the date in their head. They say he came home. The children and said, "Ah, this weekend you see the Bible conference, so they are going this and that." You know, he say, "Ah, you were just calculating before a fuel vehicle from Mundo to this place with this fuel something now, and he doesn't really have money. That would be at 5K. He just told them to relax. You know." Collected a new timetable. We say they keep reading the word together. Keep reading the word together. This is a family heritage. So there are so many things you can do. There was one time me and Gift was in school. I will call her. They will call it the blessing. I give her a scripture. Use this scripture to pray for me. I use this scripture to pray for you. We call it the blessing. So I can give her one scripture. So by that way, tomorrow, I say, what's the scripture I gave you? If you use it to pray for me, you will know it. Huh? If you use it to pray for me, you know, they that I can give, okay, Psalm so, and this. They that trust in the Lord shall be like Monzan that cannot be shaken, you know. So you are now using it to pray for me. God, build up the faith of Shegu to be like Monzan, you know, so that nothing else in life can move him, you know. You quote the Bible reference there. So by the time I call him, oh yeah, you know, what was the scripture I gave you yesterday? This was the one I gave you the first today, you know, like that. That way, we just create something that you just be innovative. Just create something around the world. It could be in the area of, I give you example of the area of prayer. Me and my colleague in the office, meeting and praying. You know, meeting. I say, wow. The last when we did the last one, I say, You know, sometimes it's just as if we busted into the heavens, right within the office environment. Even if you are in the market, your fellow market woman. Anywhere you can create something. This is how you spread. Christianity is about, it's not congregating, it's spreading influence. And I think the church side, people just come because of that religious idea, even myself too. Because of that religious, okay, let's come and all of those things to identify. But it's not because people look forward to it. God is the God of life. So if you influence somebody, or this is our meetings, we come for like this, we'll not be struggling. It's not even be an announcement, something. You not even announce. You see, we're here. If 10 of you are influencing 3 people, maybe your neighborhood, you are influencing 1 or 2 persons there. You know, I just looked at it. Look at my house. You know,
After we had that meeting on Thursday, and I, you know, of course I spoke to them. You know, first of all, they say the word of God is a double-edged sword. You know, if you are using it to shook others, you know, it's shooking you. And the most important aspect of that sword is the one that is shooking you. Yes, because it's you. After you preach to others, you yourself will not be cast away. I look at all those people just directly in front of my house under that palm tree. All those security people, they come and stay there. I've not even spoken to them once. You know, though there are other, I communicate to them. Like my neighbor, the security, my neighbor, I buy things for them. Even my wife, I was telling my wife, my neighbor has a security man that the wife is pregnant. I say, my wife, you please go close to the lady. Ask her, is she doing antenatal? You know, be tutoring, mentoring her and all of those things. So that I even propose to my wife that I'll pay for her delivery bill. You know, and but it's not, if I'm coming, I can buy bread for them, all those things. So, like that. But I have never spoken. Maybe the world just come play with them where the rules are come just one day. But when one is always, you are still in the room, you are praying, you are studying. Maybe you go out meeting. But I was just thinking. Then my neighbor, just you pass my house, he has one daughter now, Faith. I used to carry her now, Faith now. How old should be Faith now? How old should be Faith? That Arifalo's daughter, Faith. You don't know her. Faith, she should be like Jemima, them, maybe a little bit older than Jemima. You know, maybe she'd be like 12, 10, maybe 11, 12. You look at a young, there are people you don't even see. What stops me from befriending this lady? Then he has another elder brother too again. That's like them, Tolu them. They'll come and sit down in front of my house there with those guys gisting. I could make friends with them. Not necessarily they're even parents of, no. Could go there, go and see them. Faith, how are you? I came to see you. You know, she can come for me. I have so many videos I can play for her. Share his video, receive them, entertain them, you know. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. I've always been telling God, don't give me any anointing that takes me up there. That I can go to a school. Maybe go to school. Maybe go to maybe university. I cannot sleep with those students. I cannot sleep with those students anyhow. Yes. Even if you have anointed me that the whole of Africa, when you cough, they put their clothes so that the cough will stay inside. You must stoop, because if you don't stoop down, you cannot reach this generation that is down. That's if there are some people that are not relevant to this generation that is dying, you are just pushing your messages to them. They are not listening. You are pushing your books. You know? No. You come down to them. Jesus had to come down to take us up. So that young lady, I talk with her. Sometimes, you know, by the time the parents will see the way you are influencing her. I can want to be going out. I can pick the boy or the girl and put her in my car. I was even thinking about it. Even Isaac, of course, we started doing some major things. It's beyond, Isaac is my security man. Sometimes, you know, I can see how you can begin to relate and influence people. Even if he's not working with me tomorrow, if I want him to come for a meeting, it will be easy for me to do that. Sometimes when we are through, we go to ShopRite together, I buy things for him too. Isaac, pick what you want to pick. He's not just my gate man. You know, we do meetings together on Thursday. Even our prayer meeting, our devotion, we invite him, you know, of late, our back leader. But I made up my mind today that I'll be feeling dizzy to go outside and call. You know, sometimes we're doing it in our chapel. Sometimes we started doing it in that small sitting room. It's not. Sometimes I may not even do it. Do something on your own and go and sleep. You know. So I'll be so tired. Let me sleep and wake up later. You know. But I say no. Let me go back because he joins us. We pray. You know, like that. But what am I saying? There are sometimes I want to go out. I can say, okay, everything is already at home. He doesn't need to do anything. Isaac, let's throw together. Maybe I want to go and visit Brother Jerry. You know. So this is how you transfer and impart life. All these things, what all those classes we are creating, all those stupid things. The value of one soul, the value of one human soul, it might be your mega dude, it might be your driver, but the value of that soul is bigger than the earth. May God give us that revelation. The value of that one soul, in God's estimation, Jesus died for that soul. To you is maybe our gate man in this church, that all of us call him, may not even see him. That man,
Maybe our gift man here, this one is of no relevance now. You can't even invite him for anything or something. You know? But let me tell you about that. If everything the Bible say, you read it for yourself. I'm the bride of Christ. Jesus loved me. I'm the bride of Christ. I am I'm his bride, right? That guy, he may not make any value to you, but he's a bride to Christ. Are you hearing me? He's as much a bride to Christ. And the bridegroom is yearning and longing for him. You see, all those ladies, all those women, so long as somebody is human, praise the Lord. I preached a message in this church, image and likeness. How many of us were in that meeting, January 10? How many of us has listened? Okay, those of us that are not, go and collect the message and listen to it. Image and likeness. I preached the message, image and likeness. You can get it from the media stand. You are not around there. You travel. Image and likeness. There are certain things you understand in God that alters everything about you. If you see him, he's looking so neat, so clean, he comes around. So it's about giving people life. That's the gospel. Let others find expression and expression in life. The day Mama J came to my office, she shook her head. You know, of course, she has already known some things. You know, she stepped into the office. You stepped into the office. If somebody is here, it will be known that somebody is here. If I was not there, maybe 1 week, you see, they call. This one that was not, didn't go to office, that was down for 1 week. You know, somebody called me. I'm the junior staff. Look at what this person is saying about you. Look at if you are not, look at what, like that, you know. One told me, very, 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 very difficult. Even the manager can talk to him, you know, even answer him. So, but I can always talk to him. Because he has been in the system as a junior staff, a driver. So he has been in the system when a person that is a manager was employed. When he was a CC, you know. He's just like, you know, when he was a young girl, came in, she grew, she married. She became a guy, promotion and become bigger guy. So when he looks at you, you know. But I can talk to him. I say, see, you know. I say, peace is better than war. And when you, okay, let me know. But go into what I tell them. So I talk to him. The day he left, you know, where everybody's, the day he left the office and they transferred him to Lagos. And I also had an in the transfer. I had to transfer him because, so that to just preserve his job, some of his running back to Sarah and they said, I want to transfer you. So transfer him to Lagos. When he was going, he sent me a text message. If you know the person that is sending the message, you know. Even me, I looked at it, I was even shocked that your life has influence and all of those things. So, but by and large, anywhere I am, I fight for the junior people. They'll pay us, I'll meet my colleagues, take money out of it, let's share it for all these people. From my days in Akure, even when I was a young person on the job. One time they were rushing to greet the manager. They said, don't greet me, go and meet David. I was just a young person on the job too. I went and met somebody that is close. I told your guy, hey, I don't have money now. I've done this. And I went to meet somebody that is close to your guy. Look at how much they paid us. Look at these people who are colleagues. They don't pay them this allowance they pay us. Why not take something by the time, you know? And they started doing it there. People started getting, you know. But what I'm talking about is Christianity is influence. It's not about ministering from one place to other, preaching, you know. There's this sense something we have that by the time they invite you now, you're inviting you here and there. There is this sense of feeling that you are a man of God. Have arrived. By the time you have ministration here means you are preaching everywhere, you know, like that. Before you know it, you now have a name. It's not, anyway, God, if that is your path, God allows you to move that, it's not wrong. But what I'm saying that is not just about that. It's not about that, it's influence. So, okay, thank you. So what am I saying? I told you I didn't prepare any message. I didn't prepare any message. I said I want to talk from the heart. And what I was even going to say was not on ground. But it was going to be a heart talk. So praise the Lord. So let's go and put all this in practice. It's not the volume of how much we know.
No, I don't even want to know new things. Let me go and do the ones. Most of my personal life with God now anchored with these things. I want these things. I want these things in me. I just want this thing in me. I just want, you know. In very scripture, all of us know. He says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. You know, do you know the truth? I can tell you how you appraise yourself. He said, you know the truth, it will set you free. To what degree are you free? It is to that degree that you have known the truth. To what degree, you know, are you free in your personal deep life in God? You are still struggling with prayerlessness. It tells you that you have known. If you know the truth, you'll be free. If you know the truth, if you know the truth, say you will know the, you know about it. You have not known the truth. You know, the day it dawns on you, one scripture alone opens to some people. Martin Luther, you know that scripture before now, when he was climbing that purgatory. That scripture dawned on him, the just shall live by faith. Luther stood against the whole the Roman Empire, you know, and the Roman civilization and Christianity. He did his 95 theses and nailed it to the wall of the church at Wittenberg. There was this hymn I made us to sing it at the Bible conference. Those of us that a mighty fortress is our God. You know the origin of that hymn? He was going for the diet. They call the diet in Augsburg. All those that died, that council that they sentenced them to Satan. See, we deliver your soul to Satan, to hell. And they go and kill them. They were entering that diet. That was the hymn he sang to that diet. God put his signature on that hymn. They call it the battle hymn of the Reformation. When they were driving Melanchthon, Luther's colleague, when they exiled him, those were the hymns they were singing on the street. Some of them, when they were killing them, a mighty fortress is our God. When they were burning them to the stake, those were the hymn. Even when they were fighting the Turks, that's the Arab invasion of Europe in the 14-something, when they go to war, they will be singing that mighty fortress is our God. But he sang that song when they were going for the diet of gospel, where they sentenced their soul and they condemned them to hell and burned them on stake. You know, if you see that, if you know that song, you know it's militant. If you look at that, and the tone is different from so many hymns. You know, so what am I saying? If say you shall know the truth, if the revelation, or if you have known the truth about prayer, when you know something about prayerlessness, it will be alien to you. You know, you are struggling prayer, even to study Bible, you are struggling. That's what you say, if you want to. So if you say you shall know the truth, when I look at some scripture like that, and I looked at God, I looked into the oracle, I see the deep chambers of my life that nobody can see. You know, of course, that's the one. They are the chambers I can see. They are the ones I cannot see that the Holy Ghost too can see. It's in stage. So there are chambers in my life that I cannot even see that the Holy Ghost can see. You know, so there are chambers, you know, that only me can see. You know the truth will set you free. You know, you are not yet free. That you have not known the truth. Stop being bragging and boasting. People get one small revelation, they hit town. They see themselves as superior believer. Nobody's like them. It's not those things, the degree to which you are free. When you talk to prayer, the truth, you say the truth sets you liberty to serve God. There is no limitation, there is no restraint. God tells you, walk naked from here to Oja, you are going naked. Like he told Isaiah, walk naked for 3 years. He was walking naked. He told Abraham, depart, leave all your property behind to a land I will show you. You are struggling, battling, obeying God. Some of us are battling with giving. And we are now very proud. We are still even proud in addition to that. Now, I just give you one example, one scripture. See, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. To what degree are you free? Well, I'm talking about the liberty. Your liberty in God to follow the Spirit. He that is like the wind, you know, to move as the Holy Ghost is moving. The next 6 months' salary, you are not going to eat it. There was one time, 2 month consecutive salary. If I give you my testimony, I wanted to do wedding. My relationship was 4 months, and God said I should marry in 4 months' time. Let me give you this example. See, you can be a millionaire, and your life with the missionary is the same thing. You are going through the same thing that the missionary is going through. People look at you from the outside, they don't understand what's happening.
4 months to my wedding, I gave out my car. Okay, even some months to God, I gave out my car. I bought that car 2008, 1.5 million. This pencil Camry, that was when it's coming out. I gave out that car, collected that car. Then my monthly salaries. So all I needed to do, if I just needed to wait for 2 weeks, I would do my wedding conference. But I did wedding, I had no one error. So when I started relationship September 2009, the Holy Ghost say I should get married I told them February. Because February, there's one money I will get around that February. I used to do the wedding. He said, no, do the wedding in January. I had it clear. And before your salary, and the date was before my salary day. I'm not even going to collect January salary. Then this other month's salary, I was giving it out. I had made up a commitment I was going to give out those money. So from, I literally had no salary that first 4 months. The first 2 months, bam, bam, salary gone. So left in November, December. And those November, December, most of the salary, so I had no salary. My card, he called it, printed my card for me. And when you talk about, you see, obedience is tough. If God has not walked inside of you, you cannot follow him. I was going to do wedding. I had no one there. My wife, the little savings she had, she brought it. What is the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen that I said, let me simulate the worst. Can I face it? So I ran my simulation. I did the worst that, church wedding, you don't need money. Maybe the priest and all of those things. The other place you need money is reception. So if I don't have money to do reception, God will supply. I was doing those aspects of faith. But I say, the worst that can happen is that God is my witness. What I'm telling you, that in my wedding, there will not, in my reception, the worst that will happen, that there will not be food. If that is the price that we pay, and that's the reproach that I will bear, I will meet him outside the camp bearing his reproach. I'll just apologize that, sorry, we're down financially this period. We can't afford this thing. God is my, I'm not talking to, God is my, so, no, I'm feeling, I'm just saying, so like that, you know, and I was giving out, if I keep my 4 months salary, I'll be able to do the wedding, because we won't do it now in my wife's hometown. And thank God for the woman I married. So she was not demanding. So, since we don't have money. So, now, I was in Lagos in December. I was in Lagos in November. To make matter worse, they now sent me, to see how God arranged it. My wedding was January 23rd. In November, they sent me to Lagos for 6 weeks. To go and do training. 6 weeks. I was not even on ground. From middle of November to December 31st. So, my wife, God is even running around. So, no problem. So one of my guys called me in Lagos, David, I want to give somebody contract to do your card. I said, okay, thank you, sir. No problem. He did card for me. You know, so they share the card. If you see my wedding card, it's almost like black and white, you know. But you must look away for some. If you want to walk with God, you know, he said, God tries the heart. This God will try your heart. He tried Abraham. So after that, he printed my card for me. You know, you can look at a banker now, you know. There are so many details of our people's life you don't know. I just want to open one to you. He called me, he said he had done the card. He shared the card. So when I came back, so how far with the planning? I said, this and that. So the date kept coming. My wife, whatever she could do, she kept doing, you know. And so the ring I used was 1,000 naira. I'd be 1,005. That I put on my wife's hand. Do I have gold today? It was all this ring of 1,000 naira. My wife went to the market and bought it. She has bought our ring. I said, no problem. You know, maybe 1,000. So, bought our ring. Then, okay, I got my suit that I'll use. Okay, it was a new suit. Yes. Got my suit. So, then one of my guys said, you're going to buy, I think I called Fabai. I was not in this church then. So, I called Fabio to cook for me. She said, okay. So she talked the price like that. So brought her, say, you give me their boss, their hillocks. I'll carry Fabio, we'll just fuel it. So Fabio said, okay, she want me to do this thing like that. So she gave us the cost. So one of my guys said, you buy cow for me. This is what I'm talking about. Go and ask anybody that was in the bank when you did your wedding. People, he said, you buy cow for me. So what I needed to do, Father said I should buy how many, or these are chicken they used to buy, how did they call it? That they used to cut. Turkey. He said, I mean, I should buy six or something. So maybe add it to that cow. So we use that turkey or something for the engagement. We use the other cow the following day. So that one has been settled, right? So maybe I should give extra, maybe 30,000 or so for those chicken or so. So meat has been settled. So a week to my wedding. So another of my oga, my most senior guy in the office coming. He said, David, your wedding is coming. He gave me a check of 50,000. I now went to buy my shoe. A week to the wedding, I don't have a shoe. No, you can look at it. You know, I want to see you from the outside. You look at Abi Bank, Abi. Say, Pastor David has money. You can see what he's saying. Listen. When my wife was pregnant, let me tell you something. When my wife was pregnant with baby love, there are times we don't have food to eat. And I'll be giving out, not as if we don't give out money. There was no food to eat in the house. And she was pregnant. Sometimes she will... One day said it was I didn't have money. It was Emeka that gave my son, is it 100 or 200 naira? We're in church here. When we went back, we went and used it to do into me and eat. So there are times, and don't look at things from the outside. I'm begging you. You know, so that same week, I think I when one men's meeting, wanted to raise money for this children building. When I saw the way the meeting was going, and I've been the leader and must step forward. Ologun and Ogunbaje, they were contemplating, they want to drop 50,000. You know, they say they were dragging. I say, okay, I'm going to drop 50,000. I'm going to drop 50,000. Ologun and Ogunbaje, so Pastor Femi, I say I'll drop 50,000. So then Pastor Femi too now join us, 200,000. So we use it to kickstart this building. But it was at, you know, expense, at a very terrible expense. So, you understand? You hear that, okay, Pastor, they gave 50,000, but you don't even know where that money is coming from. So now, listen, a week to my wedding, that was when I bought shoe. I'll use the shoe I have now. Look at this, my shoe. If I'm not married now, I can use this shoe for my wedding. Must I buy a new shoe? Do you understand? Must I buy a new shoe? So I now went and bought shoe. He gave me 50,000, I went and bought shoe, did something. Don't forget, I was going to pay that weekend. That weekend. Maybe I was going to pay that weekend also, but my wedding was before the salary. So another one gave me 50,000, one bought me car from my office, where I never even expected, because since I'm working, I won't expect them to go there from my. So, but by and large, that's how I put the whole wedding together. The hall they gave us, you know, being in the village, it was 2,000 naira. The hall was 2,000 naira. She got one of her cousins that would do decoration. He said decorating both the engagement, the everything, 15,000 naira. So when people are doing wedding, I'll just be looking at them because they have. You have yes now because they have. The most important thing. Let if there is food, every other thing is secondary. You don't even have to decorate the hall. You don't even have to decorate the hall. Yes now. At what? Because you don't want people to insult you. But they say, let us go and meet him outside the camp, Hebrews, bearing his reproach. These are people die very early. So, by and large, that's how we did the wedding. So, when we did the wedding, I got money. I was coming back from my honeymoon. That's why I bought this, my pencil camera that I'm using. I just bought that car. I see my wife, I'm buying a car for you. So, I can do anything for my wife now. So, you can see the process and the story. She didn't put me any pressure. We're managing. So, all the money she had, she went and buy box. See, the boxes they buy, she bought. I don't know how they did all the boxes. All those things. I didn't bother. So, she bought some of those things. Got them together. And I told her when we were getting married, you are not getting married to a banker. Don't look at me be banker so that I can start calculating. Tomorrow night I can come back now. I pack bag. We are going to one bush as a missionary. Are you ready to marry this man? No, it was a contract. Yes. Covenant is contract. I said, this is the person you are marrying. Okay, thank. But I want you to show you the man. I love God. God has first place in anything that I have. My money, my house, everything. Are you ready to marry this man? He said, yes. Okay. Two times, I called her, sat her outside and asked her. Today, I'm working in a bank. I said, I can live in a White House. I don't have a problem with that. I can live in a White House. Maybe for the rest of my life. Or maybe permanently live in Aso Rock. And I can also live in the bush as a missionary. Anyway, it depends on the direction that God points. Are you ready? She said, so You know, that's the foundation that my marriage is from. So that's why some people are wondering, how are you, my wife? How are you coping? How are you doing this and this? Do I, when it was even, if you even posted it on Facebook, I even forgot. The day I dedicated my chapel, not the house, the chapel in the house. Yeah, I said, this is God's house. Everybody is welcome. Just come and knock at the gate. You come in. You see? I don't even need to know your name. Just knock at the gate, you enter. Thank God I have 4 bedroom. Thank God I have a chapel there. Put mattress there. I have extra visitor's toilet there. So when some of those boys from Akungba came, when I'm staying in one room, my wife, my sisters, our sister stays in one room, mama, and my children stays in one room, one other room for guests, the boys who stay there. And I have visitor like Pastor Apostle Emmanuel or Pastor Isaac comes, he stays there. My chapel, I put mattresses for those boys, they stay there. 5 of them, 6 of them. Then that guest toilet, I did in a way that you can bath there and you can use toilet there. They use there. All of us stay in the same house together. Sometimes 40 of us in that house. Life continues. Life goes on. So, praise the Lord. So, praise the Lord. So, what am I saying? So, I can see that you don't put yourself on that. Just enjoy God. And just enjoy life. You just be a free man. Just be a free man. I can befriend my great man now. Can put him in a car. Let's go. When we went for end of year party together in Undo, we went together. With pictures. We went together. He was there too. Sit down this side, around the table. All of us were there. Eat together. You know. Say Isaac, we are going to end of year party in Undo. We went together. So this is where it begins from. It's giving people life. If church life is like that. You know, if church life is like that, you can see that the whole nation will flow into church. Praise the Lord. That's our problem with people that are more interested in the enemy plan. What we have is much more potent. It's like you drop your weapon and you are complaining about another person's gun. See, he's gone. No, he's in AK-47. When you have bomb. We are complaining Islamic people, Islamic agenda, Islamic this thing, because we are running and dodging responsibility. What is Islamic agenda? With what we have? We have the Holy Ghost. You have angels. He will give his angels charge, angels to walk with you. We have the Holy Ghost, we have angels, we have the blood. And you are telling me Islamic agenda. Over Nigeria. There are some things we even say that God will be angry in heaven. Praise the Lord. So by and large, so this is it. So go and leave this place. Tolu, you know, a very committed, faithful brother. Add to it one or two of these guys. Befriend them. You have Charles. You have some of these young boys. All those Nife, all those young Ebina Nife, all those people. Befriend them. You know, tangible friendship. You have a major of influence in their life. They will follow you to the ends of the earth. People call me, the lady, her first son says like 10 or 11 years. She calls me. She tells me some decision, okay, this, and I say, okay, alright, this, and okay, no. You know, she works with ITF in Abuja. Because of the influence I had in her life when we were in school. I'm never forgotten that she got married and everything, so, joy. So the first son is like 10, 11, but she tells me some things. I say, no, this is, do this. So it's influence. Praise the Lord. So I want us to now begin to create a pool of influence. Even within this church, look at Kunle now. If you want to influence people in this place, deliberately go and visit them. How are you doing? Are you just, you know, deliberately? I got close to you. You know, and up to that window is still there. I can always call you anytime. You know, so, you know, befriend. I even said I was coming to visit you before you finished, but, you know, I was not able to go. But I went when Emmanuel Fit was doing his convocation. I left office and I went. He was still in my house recently. That's what we call the influence. When Emmanuel Faith was with us, before he got admission, when he got admission to Ife, I was there, I had a picture, so I saw him. I saw you now. You were there. During Emmanuel Faith conversion, you were there, and this person, Sister Tosin. Kunle too would have been there, but I didn't remember to call him. I spoke with Tosin. Because Tosin was always talking to me on phone. So Tosin and him. So I didn't remember, but that was in 2014 now. 14. So I remember, I called him, but he just escaped me. So I called them all together. I went for his convocation, his matriculation. I went. Even Femi that stays in my house, that lawyer, I even planned I'll go and visit him in law school in Enugu. Just because of program, he's finishing September. My leave will be in October. So I'll even go to Enugu to see him. Use his influence. He was in Akumba preaching now. He will call me, he gave me the message. Look at it. Can you see? This is the message. This time that any impute, you know, I say, okay, I look at it, you know, like that. So this is the, I should pray for him before he goes to preach. So this is influence. He was staying in my house before he became pastor of the fellowship in Akumba. He has graduated, has gone to law school. So he came back, they invited him for the fellowship. He was staying in my house for some months, during one long holiday, he didn't go home. From there later, he became pastor of the fellowship in Chapel. So, and that measure of influence has continued. Praise the Lord. So please and please, let's put some life and energy. Let's not just be meeting. I could have gone to the pulpit and take one wonderful topic and revelation and share with you and go. But I say I must talk to you from my heart. You are in Futa now. Uh-huh. Even within those places, there are people you can talk to. It's not you that change people. The Holy Ghost does it. You need to just tell them something. You don't have anything to do with it. He said, when the Holy Ghost comes, who will do the come? Who will convict sinners? He will convict sinners of what? Of sin, of righteousness. The Holy Ghost will convict. So you just talk. Praise the Lord. So let me stop you. I've short your time, but I know it has been worth it. Has been worth sharing. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. So let's pray.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.
Oh Lord, we ask for the nation.